Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Self Mavie, and we are back again Wednesday night podcast, WCW, Women Crush Wednesday, every Wednesday night from 8 to 9, sometimes 9:30, because we get these women bosses on the line, and sometimes the interviews go on and on because we're loving what we're hearing. And we want to make sure that we share that with you. So tonight, guys, tonight we are bringing you back hip hop style. We have the Queens of the Mic episode, and we're going to be doing the Queens of the Mic episodes for the whole month of July. Okay. And we're bringing to you women bosses who are ripping the mics apart with their own style, with their own lyrics. And we're not just bringing you hip-hop. We're bringing you R&B. We have some soulful songstress that we're bringing to the line. And you'll be able to hear all of these different sounds from all of these different women, because they give you the information on how to find them. They give you all their social information, social media information, and you're able to check them out, show support, and show some love. So if you missed our podcast from earlier, we did a West Coast interview with I Am Shawnee B. And let me tell you, this young lady has so much to offer, and if you check her out, you'll love what you hear. She's bringing to you real lyrics on real issues, and we truly are honored that she was able to give us some of her valuable time. So we had to do her interview earlier because she is on the West Coast, and she's out in LA, and we're here in Florida. So but don't fret, we still have some dope interviews for you. And I'm truly honored to be able to share these moments with you. These women are on their way to living out their dreams. So the guest that I'm bringing to you guys tonight, I can only tell you to listen and learn, because that is our main purpose of bringing you these women bosses in these podcasts, because they are truly, truly talented. And if you want to get involved, then show support to the queens that are bringing you this fire. Y'all, I have some fire that I've been on the hunt for and been able to find. And that's a true, true blessing. I wasn't for sure why was this podcast thing and something that I tugging at me to do. And I was motivated by seeing interviews done by some of my husband's friends. And that really, truly inspired me to try something too. And that's why we're here. Everybody has a gift. Everybody has a talent. And once you find out what that gift and that talent is, you have to activate it. You have to activate it. And the way you activate it is pursuing it. The pursuit of your dream is where you find the journey that leads you to your promised land, I say, because the journey is the part that we're sharing with you on our podcast. You always see sometimes the finished product is what we are brought to when we're seeing these celebrities, when we see these reality shows. You're seeing some of the people that are there. They've made it to the screens, and they're doing their thing. And not saying that these women that we're not bringing you aren't there, because they are. That's how we found them. They're out doing shows. They're out making CD, you know, making hits after hits after hits. They're in the studios. They're grinding. And then they're sharing all of this with us. So we're definitely glad to have them on. So we will be having our co-host come and join us when she gets here. I told her she on her own time. So when she gets here, she gets here. We just chime her in and she does her thing. But let me kind of give you some information on one of the guests that we have coming on this evening. This shawty, I'm going to say shawty because she's from the ATL, and her name is Mike Queen, which is very fit for our Queens of the Mic episodes that we are bringing to you. So Mike Queen, she's out at ATL doing her thing. Like I said, women boss. Women bosses is what we're giving you. She's actually performed in different locations like Hush and Knockout and the Ambient. She's out there doing her thing. That's the main thing about working and tapping into your gift, is actually getting out there so that others can hear you and recognize your talent. So she's out there doing her thing real big. And she's also maybe, you know, hung out with some of the rappers that you may know, like Trippier Red, Lil Ugly God, Lil Yachty, you know. So those people who are already out there and exposed to you guys, she's been able to kind of maybe rub elbows with these young, because this is a younger group. You know, I'm not going to tell my age, but there's a younger generation that has come up, and they have actually taken a craft like hip hop and they've made it their own. And sometimes when you're in an older generation, you can kind of be a little resistant because you're used to your way of music. But then as you think back, there's a generation that was out before you, and they're probably looking at your genre or your group generation is saying your music is trash. You know, like I remember when some of our songs came out and they first started coming out with hip hop, and you had things like N.W.A. saying, you know, bleep the police. And so my mother and father were like, what is that mess? Like, turn that down. That is just, that's trash, you know. So they looked at our generation as our music being so-called not what they're used to. So we have to kind of embrace this younger generation. They're a little out there, but so were we to our parents' generation. And one of the things that they were able to do, being in that generation, is to still embrace the music that they're used to listen to and accept our music as well. So that's what we have to do to this younger generation that has come up behind us, is embrace their music too. So, all right, well, I got Lady Boss J finally. Hello.
I'm here. Hi.
What? You are just like, you come in when you come in. Like, we just got to fit your schedule. But you know, that's a part of being a woman boss, is being able to come in and take time out of your busy schedule to do these interviews. And that's what we do.
Exactly.
And what I was just telling the listeners is that this younger generation, the music, it's totally different than what we're kind of used to. You know, like, have you heard newer rap and stuff? What do you think about it?
You know, from the music that we grew up with, was, I think, legit, like, real rap music. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on today, but to be honest, the generation likes it. But I guess it's all, you know, falls in, you know, how, what you grew up listening to, as to in what, like, what year you grew up listening to music in, or
your
whatnot,
generation.
But yeah, definitely a generation has a lot to do with it. And, you know, we got, you know, blessed with Tupac and Biggie and, you know, Mary J. Blige and, you know, the real, you know, music. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because I was saying even then, when we start getting our Tupacs and our Biggies, our parents was looking at us like, what is that mess? You know, they were still listening to Al Green and Teddy Pendergrass and things like
Stevie
that, you know.
Wonder.
So Stevie Wonder. So when our generation came with our, you know, self-destruction and F the police, they was like, whoa, wait a minute, turn that down. So, and that's how this new generation kind of is to us. We're like, wait a minute, what is this mess? But we have to be embraceful because that's how we're ever going to be able to see eye to eye with this younger generation and still be able
Right.
to talk to them. You know, if we just constantly tell them, like, that is garbage, then we're not giving them any room to breathe. So definitely want to give a
Exactly.
shout out to all these young rappers. And have you heard about the young rapper that was 20 years old and he just recently passed away? Somebody shot him.
Yes, I did. I heard a lot about that. It's actually all over Facebook, and it's really
Yeah,
sad, you know, such a young
it's
life.
everywhere. I've never really heard the young man, but one of the guests that we have on the line, she's actually rubbed elbows with someone that knows the guy. So she's kind of around that younger generation, and you know, she's hung with some of the newer cats that's coming up in
Right.
Atlanta. So we'll be able to talk to her and get some information about how she's been able to, you know, handle or be in this younger, because I think she is part of the younger generation. We'll definitely find out. I'm waiting on her to come through on the line now. But she's due to bring her style of music because she's from the South. And I earlier did an interview. I don't know if you were able to play it with the Shawnee B. She's from the West Coast.
Right.
And she brings a different style and a different flavor. So, do you notice that when you listen to, you know, different music from different areas, they have like a different flavor?
Yeah, definitely. You could feel it in the music.
So, but yeah, I know we have another guest that now I blame myself for this because she was scheduled for the 27th. And I don't have an. I need an assistant. We need an assistant, Lady Boss J. We bosses anyway.
Of course.
Where's Juliana? Juliana wants to be our assistant.
She definitely does. She definitely got the talking going down. She said hi
Personality.
earlier. I don't think it's say hi.
She
Hi.
will be a. Juliana, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. We're actually taking candidates for an assistant position. Would you be interested?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask you a few questions to see if you qualify. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, first question. Do you know how to write?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Now, do you know how to read a calendar?
Yes.
Okay, that's two good starts for you. Third question, are you a boss?
Yes.
Oh, you're hired. When can you start?
When can you start?
When can I start?
Yes, that was a question for you. When can you start? Do you have anything
Right now?
that's going to prevent? You can start right now?
Right
Yes, can
now?
you start right now?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Well, what I need for you to do now is to actually listen to the podcast, take some notes. This is your first day on the job.
Yes.
Take some notes about the guest that we have on the line and kind of sit on the sidelines for the day. This is your first day on the job, so I don't want to overwhelm you. So this will just be your initial training. And we just want you to kind of listen in and take notes with that pen and paper that you, because you said you knew how to write, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, well, if you could take notes while you're eating pizza, that would be awesome. Are you thankful?
Okay, Joanna.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being on our podcast.
We got to give her a name.
Lady Boss J.
So Lady Boss J, originally we had Mike Queen, I'm sorry, scheduled to come on at 8:35.
Okay.
And I apologize that we tried to bump the schedule up. But that's what happens when you're working with women bosses. And we say this every time we're on a podcast, that these women have these schedules, and we're thankful for them to squeeze us in the little bit of time that they're able to. And
right.
And so I tried to get her to come on a little earlier because I knew you had something to do today. But we're gonna make this work. We're going to make it happen. And because we women bosses, that's what we do. So do you have anything special you want? Now, what I also want to talk about, do you have anything special that you want to talk about before we bring on these special guests? Because we have
anything special?
Mm-hmm. Pertaining to being a queen of the mic, let's get your definition of what you think somebody who is the queen of the mic would be. Like, what would you see that person as?
Somebody with ambition, somebody who is not afraid to speak, somebody who is not afraid to, you know, spread the word, somebody who is a people person, who's outgoing, who is just ready to go. That's what I see as somebody who's queen of the mic, somebody who's not scared.
Absolutely. Somebody
about,
who has conquered
about.
Fear. Boss, a boss that has conquered fear. I like that definition. I really do. A boss that has conquered her fears, because that's definitely what being the queen of the mic is about. Because you're out there, and the women that we bring on here are actually women who are outperforming. I just want everybody to know that these aren't women that are just at home writing songs and nobody knows about it. These women are out here actually putting in the work, and that's why we bring these interviews to you, because you're able to get a peek in of the journey of what it looks like to be a woman boss. And they're not to brag, but they're empowering each other, and that's what I miss is the whole being able to empower other women, you know, and you get a lack
exactly.
of that when you don't have things like this, like our podcast, and people really like listening to us, so... Kudos for our listeners. We see y'all listening. So, but as we wait for our guests to come on, what I wanted to actually mention to our listeners is that a lot of these women, when they're in, you know, genres like maybe singing, because we're bringing more than just hip-hop. You know, I have a singer who's going to come on. We've interviewed singers. We've interviewed people who are actually into the behind-the-scenes look of these artists. We've interviewed, you know, people from different areas, and that's been kind of a fun and exciting journey. And
definitely.
Each one of our guests, yeah, and each one of our guests have actually been able to sow a seed into someone. We've learned so much. So we're truly, you know, I know I've learned a lot from these podcasts. Have you?
Yeah, definitely. About everything.
Yeah, yeah. So we are able to, you know, get the interviews done. And if you have to step out and you're a boss and you're in the middle of the interview and you got to go, let us know, because we have no problem with bringing you back another time, because we've had a couple women that have been like, you know, I'm so sorry, something came up, and that was an obligation. And that's fine with us. You know, we ain't no haters. We want you to be on the go. If you ain't got nothing going on, right, then we kind of wondering if we got the right guest.
Exactly.
So we definitely don't mind when they have to reschedule or are unable to get to us when we have our show live. But so we definitely understand that, and we are here to reschedule anyone who's called to be on our show and are unable to make it, because your schedule requires that you be a boss. So I just want our listeners to know that we ain't hating over here. And
not
I,
at all.
I know you had somewhere to be too, didn't you? You might have to dip out in a little bit.
Yeah, we actually changed our plans. So
yay. So now you have time.
We
for
decided.
Me.
I do. I made some time. Not by choice per se, but I'm happy that it happened the way it did, because I love being on here and listening to and learning about, you know, new things and new music and how people got to where, you know, they are today and the steps that it took them to get there, because a lot of people don't know how to do that. A lot of people don't know where to even start.
Right.
It's definitely good
and
to hear
about
that.
And that's what they tell us. Yeah, and they do. They bring us this. So listen, let me, while we're waiting on our guests, give you some information about some of our upcoming shows. And that's why we definitely need our assistant to be kind of taking some notes here, because this is where that assistant would come in handy.
Right.
And I'm saying that because I've been actually, I write down some of the information. And then I get so busy because I have another business that I, you know, I'm trying to keep afloat.
Yes.
And then I also work. So
I'm going to have to interview you.
Right.
I'm going to have to interview you. We're going to have to interview you about twisted wine glasses.
That is my baby. But so some of the guests that we have coming up, and again, we've actually are digging into not just hip-hop is where we're starting out, because everything that you hear, whether it's R&B, whether it's gospel, whether it's rock, whether it's pop, it all comes from lyrics. You know, it all comes from writing, and most of the times when you hear hip hop, it's just a lyric over a beat. So it starts there. Then you can maybe add some notes to it. It becomes a song. You know, so we started with our journey with our mic, with our queens of hip hop. I'm sorry, the queens of the mic. We started with hip hop, and so our next show we're going to go into some soulful music, and the soulful music is going to bring in or usher in where the lyrics kind of dig a little. I'm not saying that hip hop doesn't dig deep, but when you add the vocals to the tunes and the beats and stuff, you get it sends off a different vibration than hip hop does. And that's what we're going to be tapping into next Wednesday. So bring your tissues. We might have a little bit of cry. We might have a crying session. We might have a bust the windows out of car session. You never know when you're dealing with some soulful music. And what the girl that we're bringing in, she's actually was able to be on a outlet in social media. And social media, like one thing that social media does is all it takes is for a video to go viral. Okay?
Right.
And once that video goes viral, then people start talking about you. Who's that? Who's that? And that's what happened to her. I'm sure they were talking about her before that because her voice is awesome. But she went viral. And now that's when you have all the people, now let's follow this person. And now she has all these followers, and we get to bring her in, because once you hear her voice, you'll follow her too. So her name is Sweetie Keaty. And I hope I'm saying that right. If not, she going to come on here and correct me. But because I mess up names all the time. But it's Sweetie Keaty. And her voice is, oh, Jessica, I'm going to have to, if you haven't heard it already, I'll make sure that I send you the link to hear her. But I just got a note from our guest that she's going to be tuning in and calling in soon. I cannot wait to have her on. But, again, next week, so let's get back to that. Next week we have her. She's a gospel singer. So she's bringing kind of a soulful sound to Queens of the Mic. And everybody knows that it doesn't matter where you are and what you listen to. When you hear a song, it connects you to something, whether it be a memory. Hey, do you got a song, like if you hear it, you be like, oh, my God, I remember this, and start thinking about what you were doing?
Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. Sometimes it's a good feeling,
like,
sometimes it's not. But
I
it happens.
Right? You hear the song like, your love is a one in a million. Like, ooh-wee. Woo-hoo. I remember when I was at the skating rink and they turned the lights out. I started dancing.
Yes.
You know, it's always tied to like a memory. And that's the best part about music. Music has something that for everybody, you know, there's something out there for everybody all over the world. You know, all over the world, music touches somebody. I don't care if you a monk and you living up in the mountains of Tibet, as soon as they ring that gong and let you know it's time to come on inside, that gong
they already
is
know.
A musical instrument. So everybody gets
that awakens everybody.
And yeah, it does. Even the monk. That monk be wide awake. You hear that gong. And that's the best part about music, is that it touches the hearts and souls of everyone around the world. And I'm glad to be able to bring these women to you just for that simple inspiration, that if music is something that you want to get into, then we definitely, definitely, you know, commend you to get into that field, because it touches, I mean, like, how many people you think was tuned in when Jay-Z and Beyonce drop their new song, their new album? Did you hear about
probably
that?
More than half the world.
Thank you. At least half the world. And they didn't start off as actors, or they're not out selling pharmaceutical products or something. They started off singing and rapping. And soon as they said, hey, we about to drop an album, the whole world paid attention. They stopped thinking about the album Nas put out, because somebody, I think Nas dropped the album right before that Kanye was the producer of, on the same day.
Right.
And they just stole all his little bit of shine, because it's like people are more tuned in to Beyonce and Jay-Z. And it's all about music. Music has allowed them to go into doors they were never able to go into if they had not been perfecting their craft over the years. So definitely shout out to Jay-Z and Beyonce. I don't care if they Illuminati. We can say whatever we want to say on our podcast.
their name is out there and they're making it no matter what.
Yeah, and they're definitely doing that. All right, so let me tell you about the guest that we have coming on with her, with the soulful singer. There's also another guest, and when she comes to the table, it's like us bringing – some filet mignon, okay, drizzled in a sweet sauce, because that's what she brings. And that sweet sauce is her style of music. And her style of music is very, very captivating, because her lyrics come from the heart. And I believe they come from the heart, because I listened to some of it. And it allowed me, as a listener, to connect with the music, because sometimes someone's lyrics can actually draw you in because you've had an experience similar to what you're hearing. And that's what happened to me when I listened to the music that this lady brought. And her Instagram name is It's Dallas 89. That's ITS_DALLAS 89. Listening to her soulful lyrics is what actually drew me to get her to be a guest on our podcast. And I'm very excited that we'll be able to bring her on and let you listen to some of her lyrics and maybe call in. Now, that may be when we allow some callers to call in, because what we haven't done is taking the callers in, because we don't want to interrupt our guest, you know, and sometimes taking callers interrupts our guest, because we have no way of screening our callers. So we don't want to have callers call in and then the questions get personal, because we actually send information to our guests to allow us to know what they're comfortable with talking about and what they're not comfortable with talking about. So you, as a listener, you don't have that information. So you may call in with something touchy, like, yeah, how many babies you got, you know? And that's not what we're here for. We're here for hot topics, no gossip. So we don't want to get into personal information. We want to inspire you. We want to empower you to tap into your given gifts. Your gifts were given to you by a creator who fashionably designed you while you were in your parents' womb. And that gift can sometimes be dormant. And it's overlooked sometimes. And you can say, no, that could never be me. Or, no, I don't think I'm that talented. You know, and you could doubt yourself. And then, again, that fear, like the co-host was telling us, that fear is what keeps you and separates you from the bosses. Because you have to be able to conquer the fear. That, and I love that definition that she used. A boss that conquers their fear. And the fear that you conquer comes from that doubt. That doubt that so many people can put in your heart, you know, and tell you that that could never be you. Or that voice inside of you sometimes tells you that. Know that sometimes that voice is an enemy. And you have to be able to distinguish an enemy from the truth. And the truth is, you have a gift. You have a talent. Every one of us does. And until you're able to tap into that, then it doesn't get its place in the world. And it's very important that you're able to do that, to allow your gift to have its place in the world. All right, so enough of my preaching. because that's what sometimes, you know, I can talk and go on and on and on and never steer you wrong. I never steer you wrong. But also when I'm talking to myself sometimes. And sometimes that is what I need, is to hear some encouragement every blue moon. Because I type into my gifts. You know, that's one thing I am not going to do, is to allow my gifts to be taken from me because I decided not to utilize them. So I do that. So I'm well beyond qualified to be the host of WCW Podcast that I bring to you every Wednesday, Women Crush Wednesday, WCW, because Women Crush, that's what we have. We have a crush on these women, and we're not afraid to tell them. We commend them for stepping out on faith and pursuing their goal to be a boss. Okay? So, without further ado, I do. We are bringing you what you came here for. Our WCW podcast guests who bring you flavor from each area that they come from. They not only bring you flavor, but they bring you a different, unique style that only they can bring. And that is why we bring you these bosses, because to be able to feel the different flavors that they bring is what makes it worth the wait. That's what makes it worth the wait. We are more than happy to wait on our bosses to come through. We don't mind. We don't mind, because all we got is time. And use your time wisely. You know, use your time wisely. If you have a gift and you have a lot of time, that time should not be spent idolizing someone else's dream. And that's what some of us do. We can get on these medias, these platforms that these celebrities have, and we can spend hours a day just idolizing what they're doing. And what they're doing is what we should be doing. Tap it into your gifts. Okay? Tapping into your gifts. That's what they were given to you for. And when you're able to do that, you're able to have those things that you want in life. And then you're also happy. They say once you start working in your craft and you start being able to make a living off of it, you don't feel like you're working a day in your life, because you're doing something that you love. You're doing something that you love, and you're able to do that thing and bring it to the world, and it also create an income for you. That's the plus side. That your gift will take care of you as long as you take care of it. All right? All right. So now let's get back to the real reason for the podcast. WCW Women Crush Wednesday. Special guest that we're bringing to you again from the ATL. Now, the ATL has brought us many stars. And if you can name, we're going to do a special treat here. If you could name a star that has come from the ATL, then we are giving a prize away. That's a prize. Oh, actually, I also have to announce the winner from our previous podcast, our Behind the Look podcast, which we hosted last Wednesday. And the guest that we had on there by the name of Jackie Softberry, she is in New York City doing her thing real big. She's worked on a lot of celebrities like Adele, Mariah Carey, Jay Monet, Jennifer Hudson. She actually gave a giveaway, which was 20 polishes of nail, 20 nail polishes, bottles of nail polish. And we had a winner. So I definitely was not able to bring the winner on that specific night because, again, these women bosses' time sometimes runs short. So we were able to get one of the callers because we can see all of you callers when you call in. And I picked a number from one of our callers, and that caller won the 20 bottles of nail polish. So we will be doing giveaways, and I want you guys to know that these giveaways will happen on this podcast. So we'll even see if some of our guests will throw in maybe a CD that they're working on, because these women are, again, like I said, out there putting in the work. So maybe we'll have them give away one of their CDs to a caller. And that'd be a special gift for you guys. If you like that, you know, let me know. So anyway, back to my introduction, which she really doesn't need, because if you've seen my post that I put out there about these podcasts, you will see that I always at the person that's going to be on here. So you have a chance to go on their Instagram page, their Facebook pages, check them out, listen to their music, and decide whether or not you want to tune in. And I bet you, top dollar, once you tap on their link and press play, you'll be back, okay? You'll definitely be back. So that's why we do what we do and bring you these bosses. So ATL is our next destination. And let me just say, this guest has a freestyle that, I'm not even going to say a freestyle, I'm just going to say a style that once you hear her rap, I mean, it takes you down to, it reminds me of going back to when Trina came out. Because when Trina came out, she came out with this southern voice, but it captivated everybody because she hit us with a hammer, a jackhammer, and was like, bam, busting this wide open for the females from down south. And that's what she reminds me of for this new generation. This newer generation, it's bringing a different type of flavor. And that flavor that it brings, it ignites that generation, just like our music it started an ignition inside of us. And, I mean, just the style, period, to me, was something that I thought was really unique, very, very unique. And all these women that I bring you are unique because that's how they tap into who they are. That's how they tap into themselves. So, yeah, all of them are unique, but her style to me was just phenomenal. And, again, you have to be able to hear it to believe it. But Mike Queen Music is our artist. And I'm very, very excited to have her on the podcast tonight. And hopefully with you being able to tune in and listen. And if you're unable to call in, the only thing that you have to do is tap in to our link that's in my podcast bio on Instagram. And once you click on the link, what you're able to do is to play all of our previous podcasts and play them at the leisure of your time. It doesn't have to be while we're live. You can always come back and listen when we're not around by just tapping on either one of the podcasts that sparks your interest, which they all should. You'll learn, you'll get something out of every single last one of the podcasts. But click on the one that you're interested in and listen to it all the way through, all the way to the end, because you'll be inspired some way, shape, or form. And we're excited that we're able to do this for you. So a little trivia. I might bring in a caller, but just a little trivia for a few of you. Question number one. Who, and this is just for our true fans, who was our very first WCW podcast guest? Who was our first WCW podcast guest? You can DM me if you have the answer. You can email me if you think you know the answer. And we will choose someone out of that group who answers correctly. We will choose a special gift to send you. All right? So, again, trivia question. Who was Self-Made V and Lady Boss J first WCW podcast guest? You might have to do a little researching if you are new to us. But if not, you already know. So inbox me, DM me. Let me know if you remember who our first podcast guest was. Okay? So think about it. Think about if you remember who our first podcast guest was. Because we were advertising it. We was putting it down. We was promoting it. We are excited because she came and rocked it on our first WCW podcast. Even when we were having technical difficulties, she pushed through that bad boy. So shout out to our very, very first WCW podcast guest. And if you can remember who that was, then you will receive a prize. We definitely will send you something. All right. So again, ATL, ATL, say it with me, ATL, ATL, say it again, ATL, a little louder, ATL. ATL, AT, yes, because that's where we're going. That's where we're going right now to the Peach State, ATL, home of groups like you know what? I don't even need to tell y'all about the ATL, because they put they self on the map. And if you don't know any artists from the ATL, then we would love to bring you one that we found while we were surfing on Instagram and the flavor that was brought in. It, you know, you had, okay, so you had the brat that came from the ATL, right? When the brat stepped on the scene, the brat brought y'all a flavor that y'all didn't even know exists. Now, me, myself, I've been to the ATL on too many times to count, because that's where my dad's side of the family is. They are down south in Georgia, ATL, you know, and the ATL is birthing some bangers, some queens of the mic. And when I tell you that's what this woman brings, is that ATL sauce that I'm used to, that I grew up on, because again, the ATL was my, it was my stomping ground when I was coming up. So she brings a whole southern sauce to the table, and I'm so glad, so blessed, and so honored that we have her here this evening. So say hello without further ado to Mike Queen. How you doing,
hey,
Mike Queen?
Hey, how you doing? I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. And I was just telling our listeners about that ATL flavor, and that's what I heard when I first tuned in to what you've been posting and what you've got going on. So go ahead and give our listeners a little bit about who you are, your name, and where you're from, and what you've been doing.
Well, my name is Nicole. I go by Nikki or Mike Queen. Shanquish, Sanchez, I'm from Atlanta. I'm from the east side, Stone Mountain, Decatur area. I've been doing music now for maybe about a good 7 years, just writing. My main thing is writing. So, like, I've been ghostwriting for a while, you know, songs, working on a project for a little movie video thing I'm trying to shoot. So that's pretty much, you know, what I do, you know. I mean, I've been through a lot of, you know, things out here in Atlanta. And it's kind of like I have a story.
Oh, you've been taking Atlanta by storm. Yeah, we watch now. We do our research on our guests.
Okay.
And you do live performances like in places like Hush and Knockouts and NBA. How has that been for you, being able to perform in front of people?
Well, I love doing that. It keeps me grounded. It kind of gives me the insight to what's going on out here, being in, you know, connection with everybody. So it's kind of like it makes me feel good. It makes me feel a part of the movement that's going on right now. It's definitely a movement going on in Atlanta. It's definitely a kind of a hub in sort, you know, like the Mecca of the South. Like, everybody coming here together, people coming, you know, just everybody got a different mission, but everybody's getting to the money. It's like, so that right there alone let me know that
enough.
I gotta have the right connections lined up, you know. So
Now, who have you been able to rub elbows with in Atlanta? Because we know there's a lot of celebrities in Atlanta.
Man,
and
a little
them,
bit
they go out.
Everybody you can name, really. But you name it. Like, I used to deal with Too Short first. Too Short was one of the first major artists that I met in Atlanta. And I met him in the club called the Trap House, and over there on the east side in Decatur. And, you know, I went up to him. I'm like, what's up, Short, you know? I rapped because I was rapping at the time, you know. I fit the
right
to him, and, you know, we exchanged numbers and everything. And after that, you know, we were still working, but he was working with the Wolfpack at the time. So you know, had that project going on. I was with a group, but the group was like a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The movement.
Yeah.
And I think like
a Wu-Tang
going out there and all that. Yeah, so it was like, you know, you can't have too many gangs in one studio and all that. So
yeah,
it was like, you know, had to move on, you know, like go home. But I went to college, you know. I went to Alabama State, went to Kennesaw State, you know, so I'm educated. I, you know, still am always trying to learn, you know. But
yes. Yeah.
I'm just trying to bring our point of view from a, not a stripper in the A, because people think of Atlanta and they think of the strip scene, you know what I mean? Or they think of Atlanta and they think of the Love and Hip Hop trying to be a soap opera scene and all of that. But
right,
it's like I never really see in the media or anywhere any just real Southern East Side, you know?
Right.
Females,
and that's,
you know? And,
yeah, that's important. That's very important, especially for this younger generation that is listening to music now. They need an outlet other than someone, like you said, that's a stripper that made it, you know,
let
because that's just
going to
feed them.
The main thing they want to blow up, the main thing that they want to blow up is the main thing that I have not done yet, which is why I feel like I haven't taken off in a, you know, from the naked eye point of view. It's because they want me to promote something. What they're selling is actually tearing us down, but that's what they want to push. They're going to push what they want to push. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm excited about the music scene right now. It's crazy because there's so many females coming out from Atlanta that's rapping, you know? And it's kind of like, I like what you're doing because it kind of
gives
you an outlet. It gives you an outlet, though, to really kind of speak on things that people might scroll past and look at you and take a quick 10 seconds of you and think they know you, you know. But sometimes you need that outlet as an underground independent artist, too, to kind of let the people get familiar with who you are. You know, people might
see
one side of you and automatically, you know, think that that's what it is. So,
And this does give people a different side of, because a lot of times when people hear you, they hear the end product. They don't know that there's a journey. And what we like to bring to our listeners is the journey. You got too many women out here hating on somebody else's journey. Baby, that ain't your journey. That's her journey. And that's why we bring different styles, different flavors, because we want them to be able to hear that your journey may connect with this person over here, or your journey might connect with this person over here. So we definitely commend you for bringing your journey to us. So we got a college lady on the line. All right.
Yeah, I've been to college.
Shout out Alabama.
Also done really, I'm a state, but you know, before I went there and when I left there, it was still a lot of real stuff going on in the A with my personal life. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kinda like,
that
was something that nobody in my family had done. Nobody in my family had been to college before I went to college. You know what I mean? Like on either side, mom or dad, none of that. So for me, that was like, okay, I was never dumb, slow, none of that. Like I'm articulate, you know what I mean? I know how to move and you know, move my hands and get what's done, need to be done. So that was something
that I felt like it was the setup. Is that where you pull some of your lyrics from? Because you said you had some personal issues. Because a lot of people, when they write, their lyrics, it comes from a place inside. Is that how you get inspired to work, to write?
Yes, it is. I feel like it's, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like everybody is here for their own journey, kind of like what you said, but it's up to you as to whether or not you can actually get that heard. You know what I mean? But I'm sorry. What was your question? I was just thinking about it in case the last question.
Well, no, I'm saying like when you start writing your songs and stuff, because you write your own music, right?
I write everything, and I got so much more in store.
Okay, so when you're pulling those words on that paper, where is that coming from? Is that coming from a personal experience? Is it coming from whatever subject they give you to write on and you write on it? Because, again, some people don't understand
right
that there's
now,
emotions.
Right now, I think that because I am a writer and because I kind of have like a certain view that I feel like a lot of people agree with once I actually say what's on my mind, you know what I mean? So I think that I definitely have been through anything that I would actually rap about being through, but not only that, but I feel like everything that I went through was actually a way for me to be able to tell it to somebody else. Like, you go through things
right.
for a reason.
Right.
Not only that, but even before that, like, I was just always good with words. I was good with writing. You know, I want to write books. Like, I'm writing a little short tale right now. As far as a little you know, video, like I told you earlier. So I really
want to
get into detail with, like I said, you know, real East Side, not just Atlanta, not the metropolitan area, all of that, you know, the East Side, where every morning when you wake up, at least four people done got killed right within the 5 mile radius of you. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
this is the real side of Atlanta, where we ain't going to make the quick scam money and stripping and all of that, but
we all have had our hustles
and we all have had our, you know, things that we got to do to make everything be straight. But, you know, I just think that right now it's so being glorified to, like, have to sell sex, and every female, I'm starting to feel like, feels like they have to talk about something explicit, and you know what I mean? Just so left field.
Yeah, oh yeah.
To make a song sell. And I just want I have two little girls, you know what I mean? So I just want
right.
for them to hear a female that's actually not talking about that, but is woken,
right.
you know,
right.
conscious,
mm-hmm.
and can teach you what you're really supposed to be learning. Because everything these TVs, cell phones, all that, everything that's teaching our kids is what they're not supposed to be learning. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Like,
well, shout out to you for being a good mommy, first off.
Thank
you.
You
know, shout out
thank
to you for
thank
that.
You. Mm-hmm.
And then bringing us the East Side, because everybody doesn't know about the East. Like you said, they don't know about the East Side of Atlanta.
Nah,
there
the East Side is not
an East Side. You got Decatur.
Talk about Atlanta.
What else is over there on the East Side? Decatur.
You got Decatur, Lithonia, Stone Mountain. You know, but the thing is about it, people that's not from Atlanta, they rip by what the name is that they've heard the most. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's hoods that they're taking the grocery stores out of these hoods. You know, people, they're putting worse and worse people crunching in smaller and smaller areas. And it's just, you know, it's going down. And it's like,
I
have a personal life. I have a personal life. But when it comes to the music, because I have, you know, lived life, you know, then I'm just like, I want to tell a story from, I didn't hoe out, I didn't strip. But I'm a
right.
chick, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I, you know, had to do whatever I had to do. But at the same time, now I'm here, like, let's turn up, let's actually give the youth an actual
something.
Plan other than
mm-hmm.
destructing they self. Even
right.
if it's on some Black Lives Matter stuff, even if it's on some, y'all want to be on 14, whatever it is, I'm all about, like, Black positivity. So I really try
a positive
to
outlet.
Anything. Anything, yes, that can be positive for Black people, period. You know, any
mm-hmm.
anything large, small, if somebody wants to try to link up, a lot of times with females, it's hard to really do work with other females because of whatever
yeah.
reason. You know, women just, is, you know, a lot of times. All
I don't know why
so
we do that.
Sometimes you might just not want to work with a certain woman, you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
not want it to be too many women
you know,
in the same area, you know?
Right. Right, and that's so unfortunate because I was even saying earlier how if you look back at some older hip-hop, and I'm talking about an era where it was like Queen Latifah around, and you had women, because we had women like that in hip-hop
yes.
that we were able to look at.
Yes.
They had the MC Light.
Yes.
Yes. You know, we had people putting out positive music,
yes.
like Ladies First. And you
we
and I,
united,
T.Y.,
you know. We were united.
And for
and
some reason, I don't know. At. Right. I don't know where we made this U-turn. Because back then, you got talked about if you was out here half naked on the radio. They was called. They had names
but you know
for those
what?
Kind of women.
You know what I think? You know what I think really caused
mm-hmm.
the U-turn, though? When Biggie
mm-hmm.
and Pac died, I don't think
yeah.
that the rest of America really understood how deep and how influential hip hop music was to the streets, period, because
right.
it was still something that was evolving. You know, they had evolved into it.
Yeah.
It was kind of like,
yeah.
I think that when that went down, they had to turn what was being pushed, but still, it was
mm-hmm.
still in the wrong direction, you know? And
right.
it's a lot of great artists.
Because they knew
that
it was only
right
one
now.
Of
like,
them.
That's the thing, but what they're really pushing up front, you know, and what they're really putting on every night show and all of that is like,
yeah,
it's not the representation that we actually want to be taken serious about. It's like, as black people,
yeah,
we're scared to be taken too serious. If we're taken too serious,
yeah,
then, you know, then it's not, you know, then it's not pleasant to white America. So it's kind of like
not perceived. Yeah, they don't know how to receive realness no more.
It's not. So, yeah.
Everything is fake and artificial, and they want it now.
It is.
So we commend you for being different and speaking on issues that other people are too afraid to speak on right now because they feel that they won't fit in with what's called the norm. So shout out to you for doing that. We truly wish you the best at everything you do.
Thank
because
you.
We need more
Thank
of
you.
We need more Mike Queens. You know, we need more
Thank
of you.
You.
And
Thank you.
So let the people know how they can find you and if they want to reach out to you and maybe support you even more with your music. What
yes.
are some of the outlets they can get you on?
You can find me on IG. That's where I mostly drop freestyles and stuff like that. Because like I said, I'm working on a mixtape. Mikey Powell is the one that got away. You know, so with that, I just been kind of dropping verses and trying to get people feedback, you know, and just gauging, you know, what's going on with hip-hop as far as what they're not pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like I feel like if you got a talent, you can always use that. Everything going to have to be used for the pleasure of the masses. It just got to be
Absolutely.
For the pleasure of those that actually open their eyes, you know. So Mike Queen Ali on IG, Twitter, Mike Queen, no, I'm sorry, on IG, Mike Queen Music, MikeQueenMusic, on Twitter, Mike Queen _ Ali, Ali, SoundCloud.com/MikeQueen.com. I got a YouTube video, Jazzy Chick. YouTube.com.
Ooh, Jazzy Chick.
Yep.
Y'all
Jazzy
better go check
Chick,
that out.
Yeah, check it out. Like I said, it's a different take on, you know, on what
That's what we need.
Right
it's
now.
What the
what
world
the
needs
age,
right
you
now.
Know?
You are what the world needs right now. Baby girl, they
Thank
doors
you.
Is going to open for you because when there's a need and a thirst for something, that's what we have. We have right now a need and a thirst for what you're bringing, and we are truly appreciative of you staying in that lane and not conforming to what the world would want you to conform to. So shout out to you.
Thank
we definitely
you.
y'all better keep looking out for this lady, this young lady. Keep looking out. All we're bringing you,
thank you,
women bosses, y'all. This is not a game. These women are out here.
Don't be scared to repost, y'all.
Difference.
Don't be scared. If you
that's what
know,
I'm saying. Don't be no hater.
Don't be a hater. Like it's nothing to hate about because we really all on the same team. You know what I'm saying?
Support.
But it's like y'all, support. We all gotta support each other. You have
It's a unified, and that's why I say it all the time, it's a unified movement. There's enough for everybody, guys. There's enough out here for everybody. You know, stop the competing, stop the battling, and support. Go out here and support this young lady. She's out here putting out something positive. You know, if you won't support nothing else in your life before time is short, because time is short, you don't know when your last day is. Go out and support something positive. And that's what she's bringing, y'all.
Thank you.
Positivity.
Thank
Shout
you.
Out to the energy, the positive energy you're bringing. And we so appreciate you taking your valuable time out for us tonight.
No problem.
But we have to wind down our show and wrap it up. And again, y'all, look, don't be no hater. Go out and support. If go on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She's giving you all the information. Like some posts. Repost it. Share it. It's a unified movement, and you would want somebody to do that for you if you were
That's
out here tapping into
your
gift.
Really, you know, not cringing when they say certain stuff and all that, you know?
I'm saying. What can we
say? Well, good night, though.
I'm telling you, good night and good bless. We're going to have you back on because my co-host, she always dipping out and doing whatever she want to do. And but she was on earlier, so we're going to have her bring you back on because I'm sure she has some questions because she's into empowering other women, and she always loves to show her love and support to our guests. So she may be calling just to give you some love and support because that's what we need to do, and that's what we need more of. So that is it for our show, y'all. Everybody, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. We're here every Wednesday night from 8 to 9. Sometimes we go into 9:30 because, you know, these women have, they're sharing their time with you. Tune in, listen to the end, to the very end, because you're going to get something out of it, some kind of inspiration from what these women are doing, because they're showing you up front what a journey looks like when you tap into your gifts and when you're out here doing what you're supposed to do, which is being a boss. We are all bosses. You just got to tap into it. So thank you so much. We appreciate you. We will be looking out for you, okay?
Okay, all right.
Bye-bye. All right, it's your girl, Self-Made V, and that's the end of our podcast for tonight, WCW Podcast. Every Wednesday night, we're bringing you some flavor, okay? So, y'all, if y'all don't know about the east side of Georgia, of Atlanta, the east side of ATL, Decatur, you got Stone Mountain, y'all got to get out there. And if you don't get out there, just take our last guest word for it. There's some issues that are going on in that area, and she's bringing those issues to the table through her form of expression, which is through hip-hop. So Queens of the Mic, y'all, we do this every Wednesday. By the way, again, I did goof up because that's why I have a new assistant now. And Bridget Bandy will be with us next Wednesday. I just got a text message. I had to apologize to her for scheduling her tonight, and it wasn't her night. So she's going to be here next Wednesday, y'all. So make sure you tune in. WCW Podcast, Women Bosses, Women Empowering Women, every Wednesday night, 8 to 9, right here on WCW Podcast.